This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A Russian veto means a panel of experts lose their mandate to monitor the enforcement of nuclear sanctions against North Korea. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The sanctions themselves will stay in place, but the Russian veto means the panel's mandate will end next month.
Russia's been violating these sanctions, of course, for some time.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Moscow's imported weapons from North Korea for use in Ukraine, and Western allies say Russia's veto was a bid to shield that.
Today's vote will only embolden the DPRK to act with further impunity.
Deputy U.S. UN Ambassador Robert Wood says Russia's looking to silence independent investigations of North Korean activities. Moscow's ambassador says the West is trying to strangle Pyongyang, and the sanctions are becoming both irrelevant and detached from reality. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
National Security spokesperson John Kirby told reporters that claims by Russian officials of the West's involvement in the Moscow shooting on March 22nd is, quote, nonsense.
In fact, the United States tried to help prevent this terrorist attack, and the Kremlin knows this. In advance of the March 22nd attack, the United States government provided clear, detailed information to Russian authorities regarding the terrorist threat against large gatherings and concerts in Moscow.
The U.S. government said it told Russia in early March about an imminent attack under the, quote, duty to warn rule that obliges U.S. intelligence officials to share such information even with Washington's adversaries. It was unclear how detailed and specific the tip was. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow also issued a public notice March 7th advising Americans to avoid crowded places in the capital over the next 48 hours in view of, quote, imminent plans by extremists to target large gatherings, including concerts. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit VOA.